You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. The 7th can't come soon enough. A lot of bills are passing through the Washington legislature. A lot of them on their way to Governor Inslee. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them are just plain crazy. But I'll tell you, there's one guy that he says he's kind of had enough of it. As this 2024 legislative session ends on Thursday, our longtime Northeast Washington lawmaker says he's not returning to the legislature next year. John Satgast has more on that.
Representative Joel Kratz of Wakanda has served the 7th District for 20 years, a good portion of that as deputy leader for the House Republican Caucus. But there's new leadership, and he wants to leave while he's still on top and healthy.
It's been a hard decision. I think it's important in this job or any job to know when to quit. And I've watched legislators that didn't, and it doesn't end well.
Kratz says it's time to return to his beloved Bodie Mountain for good, where he raises horses and cattle.
Really like to spend some more time with my wife, but I've got things on the ranch I want to do. And that kind of seems to be taking more of a priority for me than the legislative work.
Kratz, a conservative, has forged strong relationships even with lawmakers at the Capitol who hold opposite views.
My beliefs haven't changed. That's maybe one of the biggest lessons is I've learned that there's good people with different beliefs. And some of the best relationships I've got are in this building.
Kratz says he'll miss staff and legislators, but it's time to return to his private life in Okanagan County when his term expires in January. John Satgast, the state capitol.
All right, there you have it. Joel Kratz. Yesterday he talked about going home and being with the horses and maybe kicking a pig. And well, he's going to return to the ranch and stay there at the ranch. One thing that Joel Kratz did very quickly, you know, you go to Olympia and you have high ideals and you find very quickly you're going to have to work with people that you don't necessarily agree with on many things. And that is one thing that Joel Kratz quickly did, was to be able to forge some coalitions with other Republicans and a lot of Democrats to get some things done. He'll be missed. Joel Kratz not going to run again for the legislature.
What could be more fun than seeing some of your favorite Brothers Grimm fairy tales collide with the music of Stephen Sondheim? Seeing it all happen at the Woodland Theater stage in the fantastical musical, Into the Woods. Shows will be the first 3 weekends in March. Opening night is March 1st, and all seats are only $10. Then, tickets for adults, $15. Seniors and students, $12. Tickets are on sale now at TIX.com, or you can pick them up at the Caldwell Chamber of Commerce. And, if available, at the Woodland Theater before the showing of Into the Woods. See you at the theater.
Well, the government here in Washington State has made it, God, almost impossible for people to volunteer for much of anything. Well, it may become easier for volunteers to help maintain and preserve public lands if a bill passed by the state legislature moves on to become law.
Senator Judy Wardick's measure would allow the State Department of Fish and Wildlife to enter into long-term agreements with volunteer groups.
Help nonprofit and volunteer organizations do activities benefiting the lands managed by Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Wardick has some personal experience with the type of work covered by the legislation.
As a longtime backcountry horseman, I was pleased to be able to bring this bill forward because that's what that organization does. Is help on volunteer activities on public lands.
There's likely plenty for the organizations to do. The Department of Fish and Wildlife manages over 1 million acres. The bipartisan bill now heads to the governor's desk. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. You know, some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental 380 South Main for fast, honest service. You can call them 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions. It's getting towards springtime, and well, when bears wake up, they are really hungry in the springtime. The Department of Fish and Wildlife has a reminder about bear safety.
Hello, my name is Grant Samsel, Wildlife Conflict Specialist with your Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, based out of Colville. One of the questions we often hear from the public is, when should we expect bears to emerge from their dens, and what should we do to prepare for them? Male black bears, known as boars, enter a state of inactivity called torpor around mid-December and emerge in mid-March, while females, known as sows, go into their dens in late November and remain until about mid-April. However, this timeline can depend upon whether the sow is supporting cubs, weather conditions, and other factors. Grizzly bears go into and emerge from their dens on approximately the same timeline. All bears emerge from their dens hungry, as they haven't eaten all winter, and start searching for food immediately. If you live in bear country, now is the time to start preparing your property and taking precautions to avoid attracting hungry bears searching for easy meals. Every spring, WDFW receives reports of bears searching for food sources near human development. If left unresolved, bears will begin to associate human development with food. Food conditioning due to unnatural attractants is the leading cause of human-bear conflicts. Over time, this escalates into habituation and often results in a bear being euthanized or relocated. This is entirely preventable by taking some proactive steps around your property. Garbage is the most common bear attractant. If you have garbage service, wait until the morning the garbage truck comes to put out your garbage cans, not the night before. If you do not have garbage service, make regular and frequent trips to the local landfill. Make sure your garbage cans have tight-fitting lids and keep them in a shed, garage, or secure area if possible. If bears are common in your area, consider investing in a commercial bear-proof garbage can. Some local waste management companies have them available or will work with their customers to recommend ones compatible with their equipment. Put away bird feeders in the spring and feed pets inside to avoid attracting wildlife with pet food. Confine chickens and their feed in secured and covered enclosures or barns, and consider investing in electric fencing around chicken coops and pens. Don't feed other wildlife, such as deer or turkey, as it can unintentionally lure bears in. A bear will eat just about anything a deer or turkey will. Once they find a regular source of food, bears will continue to return in search of more. So do a little work now to prevent problems later and always be bear aware. Remember, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. You can find more information on black bears and grizzlies on the WDFW website, including tips on reducing conflict and negative interactions. Go to wdfw.wa.gov and type black bear or grizzly bear in the search box in the upper right for more information. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. Thank you.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
A small plane equipped with a parachute came down in the neighborhood in Bellevue yesterday afternoon. Officials say the plane left the Renton training, the airport, about 5 in the evening, and a few minutes later its engine failed. The parachute on the Cirrus SR-22, it's a single-engine aircraft, deployed, and the plane ended up in a wooded area near a walking path. The pilot and a passenger were checked out by medics, found not to be hurt. Members of the National Transportation Safety Board will remove that plane today. The man suspected of hitting and killing a Washington State Patrol trooper early Saturday on Interstate 5 was in the country illegally. That according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was a citizen of Mexico. It's not known when Benitez Santana entered the country, but an ICE spokesman confirmed he had had at least 4 run-ins with the law here in Washington, the earliest dating back to May of 2013 when he was caught driving while his license was suspended. He had a $750 fine on that. He got 90 days incarceration for possessing marijuana. May of 2013, they had another encounter at the South Correction Entity in Burien in October of 2023, failing to appear for driving with a suspended license. He got 90 days incarceration for that. Then in May of 2019, he was scheduled at the King County Superior Court for domestic violence assault. Don't have any results if he showed up for that or just has been on the lam since. Right now, he is in the Snohomish County Jail facing vehicular homicide charges in the death of 27-year-old trooper Christopher Gadd. The prosecutors say Santana admits to smoking marijuana and drinking beer before he crashed into the patrol vehicle. Gadd was parked on the shoulder of Interstate 5 near Marysville about 3 a.m. when his vehicle was hit.
Colville Tire and Auto Repair wants everyone to know that they're now offering full service for trailers, including brake adjustments for both hydraulic and electric brakes, wheel bearing repacking, and of course, a full selection of tires and wheels. Stop in and check out the selection and prices at Colville Tire and Auto Repair, where your safety matters. Just stop in, Colville Tire and Auto Repair, located by the Northside Roundabout, or give them a call at 684-4551 for Colville Tire and Auto Repair.
Strike one more up for the powers of the state of Washington. Strike down local control of our schools. A bill that would ban the banning of books for schools that deal with members of a protected class is headed to the governor's desk. The House and the Senate Democrats all voted for it. All the Republicans voted against it. The bill passed the House 57-38, passed the Senate 57, passed the Senate also along party lines. Now, a number of states have passed laws banning books in schools that address the history of the LGBTQ community. Well, to prevent that from happening in Washington, the Democrats pushed this bill forward. It prohibits public school districts, charter schools, and state tribal education compact schools from refusing to approve or prohibit books that relate to or include the study of the role and contributions of any individual or group who is part of a protected class. The most controversial aspect involved who decides which materials should be accepted or banned. This is the crux of this bill. The bill says it is up to the district superintendent, following yet unwritten guidelines to be established by the state superintendent of public instruction. The local school boards have been excluded from any of this discussion and the decision on which books are approved and not approved. It is going to be with the superintendent of public instruction, and the superintendent, the school board, will have no say. Chalk another one up. That's our Washington State Legislature.
You need water? You need Fogle. Fogle Pump and Supply. From the ground up to the pump, from the pump to your faucet. Not enough water? Hydrofracturing may be the answer. Hydrofracturing opens water-producing veins to increase flow. Or maybe an underground holding tank, providing a consistent, ready source of water. Call the Fogle professionals or stop by their sales and service office on the North Highway. You need water? You need Fogle. Fogle Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
Don't forget, it is WSU Cougar basketball on the radio tomorrow night. Final regular season game of the season. Cougars one half game out of first place. And they can hope that Arizona could stumble. But Cougars take on the Huskies. That's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame. That'll be on KCVL. And then next Thursday, we'll be down in Las Vegas for Cougars' first game in the Pac-12 Conference. They've got to buy the first game because, well, they're going to finish in either first or second place. The Seattle Seahawks, the remodeling under new coach Mike McDonald has started. The team releasing safeties Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, and tight end Will Disley. Outside of Seattle's decision to keep Geno Smith on board as, so far, the presumptive quarterback going into next season. These three moves, the most significant made so far since McDonald was hired as the replacement for Pete Carroll. The release of Diggs and Disley are going to save Seattle $18 million against the salary cap. They'll get about $6 million in cap relief with the release of Adams, but they also take on about $20 million in dead cap money by releasing him now and not waiting until after June 1st. Very complicated of how the salary cap works in the NFL. A whole lot of pieces to that puzzle. A look at today's local weather forecast is brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. You'll find them at 130 West 10th Avenue in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies are welcome. Call 509-738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. Lots of sunshine today, 38 for an afternoon high. Might get a little above that. 16 again overnight, 41 the high tomorrow, back down to 21. Still sunny on Friday. A possibility of precipitation starting Friday night, but probably going to not happen till Saturday morning. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it's going to be rain during the day, a little bit of snow overnight, melting off during the next day, back to being wet weather. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile at Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. Really glad you could join us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.